Yo, 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 check it, mic, check, 1, 2, 1, 2, welcome to Route Number 23, the GOAT, greatest of all time. I am the voluptuous voice of the voiceless, kicking some new flavor in your air every single week, and welcome to the brand new, highly recommended podcast, folks. Holy crap, can I get a show in the house? All right, week 13 of the NFL season is on our way, and holy freaking crap, the Dallas Cowgirls defeated the somehow undefeatable New Orleans Saints. And they did it before, but I gotta tell you this, Cowboys fans, when is the last time y'all won anything in 20 years? Y'all haven't won nothing since Emmitt Smith, and you still call yourselves America's team? Y'all delusional. Okay, let me get right into this real quick. Week 13 NFL season, there's a bunch of critical good games on here. Let me start off with the obvious. We're going to have the Baltimore Ravens versus the Atlanta Falcons. The Falcons have been struggling lately, and they're dead in the water. They ain't going to go to the playoffs. And I like the way they have, I like the Ravens because the way they have Lamar Jackson running and that defense, that would bite. They have the number one defense in the NFL, so I will go with the Baltimore Ravens. And the second game on the slate today, we've got the Carolina Panthers versus the Tampa Bay Bucks. The Bucks is also dead in the water. The Panthers also dead in the water. So Cam Newton and company with the Funches. And Funches and Christian McCaffrey, they could have won that game last week against Seattle, but they squandered their opportunities. The Bucks, we know what the Bucks are. Their defense sucks. So right now, you're going to have to try to stop Cam Newton, but I'm going with the upset. I'm going with the Bucks over the Panthers. Now, this is going to be another upset. The next game on the slate, we got the Chicago Bears, the Monsters of the Midway versus the New York Football Giants. The Giants trying to stink it up, trying to get that number one pick. But I'm afraid they're not going to get that number one pick, but that Bears defense will bite. And me, as a Packers fan, I want to see the Bears lose. Hopefully, this is the game that the Giants put all together and beat the Bears. So Saquon Barkley against that formidable front four of the Bears with Hakeem Hicks and my man Khalil Mack. But I think the Giants might pull it off today. All right. Now the next game on the slate, we got the Buffalo Bills versus the Miami Mullets. Miami Dolphins. I don't know about Tannehill right now. Josh Allen. This is a stink pot game. I wouldn't watch that game, but since it's a divisional game and since I have to pick a team, I will pick the Miami Mullets, the Miami Dolphins here. The sixth game on our slate, we got the Indianapolis Colts who won 4 straight going against the suffering Jacksonville Jaguars. Jalen Ramsey, shut your mouth. The O-line of the Colts have been doing their job. They've been keeping Andrew Luck upright, and T.Y. Hilton, my goodness, he's a monster. So Jacksonville, you're dead in the water, so I'm going with the Colts on this one. In a game that is very hard for me to call, we have the Denver Broncos versus the Cincinnati Bengals, and I'm going with the Broncos because there is no way in God's green earth that Marvin Lewis keeping his job after this year, and he just got Hugh Jackson, and y'all got beat by the Cleveland Browns, okay? So, and the Broncos, whoo, they beat the Pittsburgh Steelers last week, but I mean, that was out of luck, but still, Case Keenum and them boys up in Denver, I'm going with them over the Cincinnati Bengals. And now this is the stink pot, the number 8 game on the slate. We got that Los Angeles Rams versus the Detroit Lions. Matt Patricia's Detroit Lions that absolutely stink going against their LA Rams who just got off a bye week. Off a bye week after that almost that epic game. That epic game against the Kansas City Chiefs. Oh my goodness. You got Todd Gurley running. Then you have this kid, Jared Goff. And you have all those weapons. You have Cooper Kupp. I think he's out for the season. Robert Woods. Oh my goodness. And plus that defense. That secondary needs to get better because I mean, the Lions might go and try anything, but at the end of the day, Sean McVay and the Los Angeles Rams going to get the Duke here. Now, the ninth game, we have the Green Bay Desperate Packers. My Packers going against the Arizona Cardinals. This is a game the Packers should win. If we don't, we're dead in the water. All right, now we got the number 10 game, and I don't know why this team even showed up to the gunfight. You got the Kansas City Chiefs versus the Oakland Raiders. After Oakland got spanked, absolutely dismantled by the LA Chargers last week, 28 out of 29 from Mr. Phillip Rivers. Oh my goodness. Now, you're going against the Chiefs that is obviously without Kareem Hunt, but they still got a lot of weapons. They're going to replace him with Spencer Ware. Then you got to deal with that monster, that tight end, that Travis Kelce. Got to deal with the Tyreek Hill and Sammy Watkins and that defense and Pat Mahomes. He's going to be in the MVP of the league, so I'm going with the Chiefs. And number 11, you got Mike Vrabel's Tennessee Titans versus the New York State Park Jets. Oh, my goodness. Todd Bowles is out of New York. He's out of New York. He doesn't have no weapons. What Bilal Powell and Isaiah Crowell's going to do? They ain't going to do nothing against that good defense of the Tennessee Titans. Mike Vrabel will try anything. I hope they still got Mariota and that horse, that running back, that Derrick Henry. Oh my goodness, I'm going with Tennessee in this game. Then you have the Seattle Seahawks versus the San Francisco 49ers. You got Russell Wilson going up against Richard Sherman. Oh my goodness. The Seahawks had a little swagger about them, winning like 3 or 4 straight, so I'm going with the Seahawks. Now, this is the matchup of division leaders. I believe you got the Minnesota Vikings versus the New England Patriots. Somehow, someway, the Patriots always know how to win these games. You got Bill and Tom's excellent adventure. My goodness, now you got that running back, James White. You got to deal with Gronk. Got to deal with Amendola, I believe. Yeah, Amendola. Going against the Purple People Oilers of the Vikings, you've got Kirk Cousins playing really well. Then you have to deal, with that monster that tied in Adam Thielen, 9 straight 100-yard games, my goodness. Then you got to deal with that defense. But it always comes down to the end of the game, and Tom Brady always know how to win these games. I'm going with Shady Brady's in the Pats. Okay. The Cleveland Browns certainly have a swagger about themselves going against the Houston Texans, who have won 8 straight in a row. I mean, Deshaun Watson looking real good. You have Will Fuller, Willie Sneed, and DeAndre Hopkins. And with that running back, Lamar Miller, going against the Cleveland Browns. That just beat the brakes out of the Bengals. Hugh Jackson's out there. He's no longer coaching the Browns. But I don't think it's going to be enough for the Browns. But actually, it's going to be a real good game. But I have to get the Duke to the Houston Texans. Then this game, the night game, the nightcap, I'm kind of in a mixed limbo about. You got the Pittsburgh Steelers versus the Los Angeles Chargers. My goodness. Big Ben, if the Big Ben didn't make that mistake last week, the Steelers would have won that game. Instead of throwing in the end zone, you should have ran that ball with that bell cow, James Conner. But I'm telling you, it's going to matter who defense shows up, because LA, you got Phillip Rivers playing great, playing amazing. Adam Lynn, great coaching. We'll just get Antonio Gates. Melvin Gordon might be out for the year. Keenan Allen. Okay, Keenan Allen. But my God, look at the Steelers. You got Vance McDonald. You got to deal with him. You got to deal with Juju. You got to deal with ABL back. And then you got to deal with Connor. And that monster sits back in the pocket. Big Ben trying to drape off him. People trying to tackle him. They drape off him like Carwood, man. This is going to be a good Sunday night game, but I can't call it. I give the Chargers a slight favorite by less than a touchdown. Matter of fact, let me write that down now, because I might be wrong, but I'm going with the Chargers. And the Monday night game, you got the Philadelphia Eagles versus the Washington Redskins. Washington, you ain't winning this division, Duke. You got Colt McCoy as quarterback, but I think the Eagles have the easiest road. Here on out, I know these teams in the NFC East is going to knock each other out. Okay, think about it this way. The Cowboys is leading the division right now. If they win, you guys stick with that coaching staff. Oh, my goodness. Washington, they lost their quarterback. The Eagles are struggling. And the stinkpot Giants, they keep on winning. They're not going to get the number one pick. So it's whatever division. But right now, I will go with the Philadelphia Football Eagles Super Bowl champions last year. Oh, my goodness. So thank you for joining this ride. I'm down on number 23, the GOAT of podcasting, the GOAT, the greatest of all time. The voluntarious voice of the voices, still kicking new flavor in your ears every week on the football podcast, number one in the city and number one in your hearts. Top guys out.